Harold Fannin Jr. is on Cleveland's initial 53-man roster, one of three tight ends alongside rookie seventh-rounder Carson Ryan and Blake Whitehart, per the team's announcement at clevelandbrowns.com. The more telling story is what happened around that listing. The tight end room emptied. Daquan Wright was waived Monday, per Scott Petrak at Brown Zone. Drew Biber and Jermaine Terry II were waived, and Jack Stoll's injured reserve contract terminated on Friday, per Petrak, and rookie fifth-rounder Joe Royer, who missed camp for personal reasons, was placed on reserve non-football illness, designated for return, per Petrak. Nick Padone at Browns on SI had described the room as Fannin's on August 20th, with Ryan earning opportunities behind him. The roster Cleveland just announced backs that description about as directly as a roster can. What the week did not produce is a Fannin sighting. He appears in no practice note, no account of Thursday's 37-13 finale win over New England, and no report of any kind between the cutdown items, which means the two questions we posed last week, whether he practices fully and whether he plays in the finale, both go unanswered. He is not on Petrak's Saturday list of non-practicers, but absence from a did-not-practice list is not a practice report, and making the 53 is not a health clearance. That is the honest state of the file. Two straight games with no participation report, and the only sighting of him in live work since the groin surgery remains the August 20th joint practice against Buffalo, all of it set against a depth chart that now has almost nobody else in it. One more piece moved under him. Deshaun Watson was named the Week 1 starter, per Petrak, the quarterback who missed Fannin wide open for a short touchdown in the joint practice against Buffalo, per Petrak in our last episode, is the one throwing to him in Jacksonville. Back in June, we called the rookie season, 72 catches on 107 targets, the stickiest kind of foundation, with availability, the one condition. The roster confirmed the foundation this week. The availability evidence didn't advance an inch. We'll check back as the opener takes shape. Data via NFL Verse.